I was going to say that. He beat me to it. I was just going to say, if you guys won't cry out, the rocks will and my stomach will. So I missed breakfast. I could feel weird noises happening. Maybe that's too much information for you. I don't know what's happening now. I just want to remind you that we're here to praise the Lord. So just do it with all your might. Sure.
Bella.
Just wing it.
Okay, Carolyn. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear love of my life. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Stand up, please. We're going to carry on.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for. Tree. shall return in robes of white. The blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Thank you.
Feel free to greet each other before you sit down. Say hello.
Prayer time or a quiet time. A clarification, Summer Jam actually goes up to grade 6, not grade 5. So it's kindergarten to grade 6, if you know of kids that like to come. This morning, we're going to allow the book of Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Lamentations 5:19, it celebrates with these words, "But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation." Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. God, you're unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you, enthroned on high, above all things, our eternal King. Confession, Lamentations chapter 3, 40 to 42. It reminds us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God who acknowledges our sins, turn from them, and seek his forgiveness. God, we're so easily led away from you in our daily lives. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you. Thanksgiving, we're encouraged in Lamentations 3:22-24 with these words. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I'll hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he has done for each one of us. God, thank you that you're present to us always. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find hope. Supplication, Lamentations 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles we experience. Let us bring a request before him. God, we trust in your goodness. We want to depend on you entirely. As we've lifted all these silent requests before you, we now wait for you to act. We pray for Aspen House and all their workers, for Dorothy and Will, for Clay and Tammy, for Corrine and Isaac, for James and Kelly and their family, for Martha and Will's family, for Brian and Rita, for Abby's family, for Karen's healing, for Troy's family, for Lynn, for Neville and Marcia, for Drew, for Ray and Rowena. For some of the countries of the world, North Korea, Oman, Mozambique, Norway, for Ukraine and for your peace and the stop of war. For the United States and for Canada, that you would heal our land. God, we give you all the things in our lives that are completely beyond us. And we trust in your goodness and your love and your faithfulness to us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning scripture reading.
Today's scripture reading is from Acts 12, verses 1 to 12. About that time, King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some believers in the church. He had the apostle James, John's brother, killed with a sword. When Herod saw how much this pleased the Jewish people, he also arrested Peter. This took place during the Passover celebration. Then he imprisoned him, placing him under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for him. And the night before Peter was to be placed on trial, he was asleep, fastened with two chains between two soldiers. Others stood guard at the prison gate. When suddenly there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. The angel struck him on the side to awake him and said, "Quick, get up." And the chains fell off his wrists. Then the angel told him, "Get dressed and put on your sandals," and he did, "and put on your coat and follow me," the angel ordered. So Peter left the cell, following the angel. But all the time he thought it was a vision. He didn't realize it was actually happening. They passed the first and second guard posts and came to the iron gate leading to the city, and this opened for them all by itself. So they passed through and started walking down the street, and then the angel suddenly left him. Peter finally came to his senses. "It's really true," he said. "The Lord has sent his angel and saved me from Herod and from what the Jewish leaders had planned to do to me." And when he realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered for prayer.
Shout your